A while ago, I was in London, and I knew that I was in London and a songwriter, and I had a certain duty that I had to perform, and that was to come back with one song about London, you know. Everybody else can bring back souvenirs of one sort or another, but a songwriter must bring back a song either from or about. So I said, well, I'll go out today and I'll soak up all sorts of British culture. And so I did, and I went to Hyde Park, and I listened to all the Hyde Park speakers. There were Flower Power speakers and Black Power speakers and Irish Rebellious speakers and Irish Power speakers. And I went to Piccadilly Circus, and I rode around on the top level of a bus where there's no driver. Got very nervous. Said, we're out of control. Why, even now we're on the wrong side of the road. I'll be killed. And, I went to watch the changing of the guard. Kicked shins a couple of times, and it really works. They don't do anything, you know. They just stand there. So one night I came home with all my compiled British culture, and I said, tonight I'll write my song, and I got out my guitar, and I got out my notepaper, and I began to write all these things down that I'd seen. And somebody came in with a Monopoly board, and so I said, well, a little game of Monopoly never hurt anyone. So I began to play, and suddenly I drew a card which said, go directly to Mayfair Place, do not pass go, do not collect £200. And I went directly there, and it was Park Place. They couldn't fool me, and it had a hotel on it. So while I waited for the next game to come around, I said, I'll write my song now. And I turned to the girl I was staying with, and her name was Marcy. Found out that, although I knew her from Toronto from before, she had been my neighbor in New York for 2 whole months, and we didn't know that each other existed there anyway. She thought I was in Detroit. I thought she was in Toronto. And then suddenly there we were together in London. And I said, what did you think of New York? And she looked at me kind of funny. And so I began to write my song again. And it's called Portrait in Red and Green, and it's about New York.